Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because we're going to post a bunch of foreclosures and talk about the economy. So please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold. My buddy Doug is out posting houses right now. And we're in Victorville to start. So let's get right into it. Right now, actively, as of July, end of July, there were almost 35,000 foreclosures in the United States that were active. That is an 18% increase from last year. Now, the interesting thing about this is that month over month, when you go and look at June, it was only up 2% from June. So what you're going to see is you're going to see this increase more and more and more. So what Doug does is he's got two units on one property. They both have to be posted today. He's going to put the notice in the front of the house. We ran into one of the tenants or owners, and she's being civil, so all that's good. But there's so much happening right now in the economy, and one thing that California has done is we've heard about this $30,000, you know, deposit that they can help people with that's going to be interest-free. Well, the news just broke today, and this is insane. It's not, you know, $30,000. It is up to $150,000 in free money, but you cannot be a citizen of the United States. That's insane, guys. That's absolutely nuts. So you can be, you know, an illegal, and you can get a house for $750,000. Now, in this audience, how many of you live in a house at 750 grand? You know, there's places around the country where you can buy a mansion for $500,000. But here in California, you can go out now, you know, again, dirt field, dirt road, you know, that's what we're dealing with right here. But what you have is you've got areas where people, they're going to prove it this week. And they're going to let them go out and have illegals buy houses for up to $750,000 with a down payment that they will not have to pay back. It will be interest-free. If they go to sell the house, then it gets paid back. If they go to refinance the house, then it gets paid back. It's just that simple. So crazy, you know, but this is what we're dealing with. State, you know, the state of everything. And you're giving everybody, give me 150 grand, guys, to go buy a house. I would love that. So Doug posted the house, the first one, and the second one is up the street. He's going to post that. But you can see all the notices. He can't get to the front door clearly. And so he posted on the gate when you do this. But let's see, I'll just get a good shot of that so you can see it. But that's what you have to do. And then he takes pictures of it, sends it to the bank, and then the process starts. And then there is an auction date. The auction date will be included on this, and the people will be notified. If they don't pull the house out of foreclosure, that... So if they don't pull the house out of foreclosure, it will eventually go to sale right now. So that's where this is at right now. But, you know, first one of the day. Just wanted to show you guys this process. And again, they just said that they're the tenant, they're not the owner of the property. And see, that's what's shocking is when you have, here in California, there's all these different rules. If you are a tenant, they give them a mandatory 90 days that they get to stay in the property. So they just don't get kicked out if this guy didn't pay. So that's a good thing for tenants' rights. But, you know, the notices have to be printed in multiple languages, so people have to be notified. And, you know, this starts the process. But this is getting busier today. And, you know, we were in Las Vegas for Doug's birthday, and he's like, well, just drive out with me, and we'll do your thing, and we'll film, and I've got a bunch of wacky stuff to start the week off. So there's a lot more to see, guys. Now we're in Barstow, California, and Doug's about to post a house. And loan was originated in 2005. You've got only $61,000 owed in the house, but behind in the mortgage, and the bank's calling it in. So Doug's going to go and post this. Takes a picture first. of the property. He can't get to the front door. There's a lock on the gate, so he's got to post it on the gate to be in compliance. There's multiple notices that get posted. Multiple loans on the property. So that gets his picture in that he's in compliance. This is the completed file that is about to be sent to the office. It's all done through the mobile phone, and the bank will get this. Kind of cool. Now, a few things in the news. I keep getting written by people telling me that our manufacturing in the United States is stronger than ever. Jay sent me a great story about Purple Mattress. And Purple Mattress is a decent mattress. And they're closing and getting rid of their Utah manufacturing. And well over 150 people are losing their jobs at their two locations. And they're going to consolidate it into their Georgia location. So once again, lack of sales, lack of manufacturing, expense, training, everything. But hey, if you guys want to relocate to Georgia, you can keep your job, but a lot of people are going to lose their jobs, well over 150. Exidy, which is a torque converter company, they're closing their Mascot, Tennessee facility, and because there's not that many torque converters being built in manufacturing anymore, so they're closing their Mascot, Tennessee location, but 223 people are going to be out of a job. This is it, guys. This is the beginning of the layoffs. Chairman Powell said something in his speech on Friday that just went over everybody's head, and I had to listen to that clown. Okay, God, I almost swore right there. I listened to that guy, and one thing he says is we've got to control, I'm paraphrasing, please don't quote me, we've got to worry about the layoffs and the unemployment. Yeah, that's going to be the problem, guys, and the unemployment number is a big problem because people don't have the money to eat right now. You know, it's funny. We stopped at a Del Taco in Barstow, California. It's the original Del Taco. All the prices from 2 years ago have doubled. Everything has gone up twice. The 99 cent items are $2.99. The bun taco is now almost $5. It's just crazy, guys. Everything is up. But we were talking about having kids, and Doug has two kids and I have two kids, but how do you do it when you have four kids right now? How do you eat? How do you go out and eat right now? You just don't. Which brings up a wild point in that, you know, there was a job, and I have known, it's not just coincidence, I've known a lot of women that were flight attendants in my lifetime, and they made great livings. I mean, they flew around the world. You know, if you worked for American Airlines, you could basically fly anywhere for free in the continental United States, $35 if you bought a ticket. Craziness. But now these women cannot survive. They cannot make a living doing this. And they're having to supplement their income by Uber, Lyft, things like that. Any odd jobs in addition to flying. And hopefully I'll get picked up by another airline. But they've cut the pay down to nothing right now. That's crazy. When you read the article below, that's crazy. That's the other thing, guys. Below the stories, when you click the more button on the description, it brings up all the news items, like when Jay sends me out the Purple Mattress story, that gets put there, things like that. Plus, I want to also remind you guys that we have a private channel called I Allegedly Live, and you go to it by punching in the website www.iallegedly.tv, and it is a pay site, but it's uncensored. It's everything that we can't talk about here and then some. So it's constantly got new product up there. I'm very proud of the number of people that have signed up for this, but you haven't seen anything yet. We're going to have interviews that we can't have here. We're going to talk about things that we can't talk about here. And as things get crazier and crazier and crazier this year, you're going to see more and more of this. So let me know what you think about this. Take a look at that. Check it out. But there's going to be more houses, and Doug's doing the second house right now. Let's walk over here as he's hitting the second house. But again, two properties and next door to each other, same owner, but they both have to be posted. Okay, get a copy of that for you guys. So So kind of a unique situation because you have two properties.
Yeah,
that could post on the same
This
day.
Is one loan secured by two properties.
Wow.
So this would be an example of these will be sold together.
Okay.
As one.
Okay. And it looks like there's tenants in both of them.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Thanks, Steph.
You're welcome.
Because he can't get to the front door, the locked gate. You've got to post it on the fence. Doug takes pictures and sends that to the bank to be in compliance. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. As the economy gets worse and businesses shutter, there is one thing that you can turn to right now that has proven itself through the test of time, and that is gold. Contact Patriot Gold today at 888-330-1431 and get yourself a hedge against inflation. You know, there were resistance prices where they thought gold was going to hit, you know, $2,200 an ounce, surpassed that. Then they thought it was going to hit $2,300, $2,400. Now they're talking about gold hitting $36,000 to $4,000 an ounce. You don't want to miss this right now. One thing that we know is that business is more difficult right now than it has been in a very long time. It's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Contact number one rated Patriot Gold today, 888-330-1431. Get the security and the safety of gold. If you would have, you know, looked at this, you'd be up over 20% right now with what we've done in the past. Contact Patriot Gold today. Do it now before it's too late. 888-330-1431. Get a free investor guide today. Next up, Doug said he had a unique day, and he wasn't kidding. We're in Riverside, California, and we're at the haunted house. I'm kidding. No, but this is wild, guys. They owe $340,000 on this house. Hello. That is absolutely unbelievable. Unflippin' believable. This house has definitely seen better days. But again, Doug takes all his pictures, posts everything, and it was wild. Again, wild, wild, wild. Look at this thing. You can see all the construction on it and everything. Now, I do have good news, and that is that Subway, the sandwich shop, has had so much heat lately. They are going to lower the price of their Subway sandwiches on their footlongs for 2 weeks to $6.99. $6.99. Now, the average footlong around the country, here in California, a little pricier, $10 to $14. But you too can get a footlong from Subway for $6.99. Will this save everything? But then again, here's the thing I don't understand about gimmicks like this, because it's a gimmick. A very busy street to the world that we're on. You sell something for $6.99. Everybody says, yay, great. Let's go get a Subway sandwich for $6.99. What happens after 2 weeks? Are you going to pay $14.99 to $17.99? In Las Vegas, I paid $17 for sandwiches from a Subway before. Will you do that? No, you won't. It'll spur a little interest, but if you come for the quality, you're gonna come back and pay full price. I don't think so. So let me know what you think about that. And this one was wild. So anyways, let me know. So this one is very unique. Doug wanted to show me something different. So what we have is we've got a commercial building. Now, again, the advantage to posting a commercial building is it's much safer, to say the least. Look at this. You've got this entire building is completely wiped out, and nobody's here. But look at the value of this property, guys. Look at how big this lot is. I mean, there's a lot to this. So this building's down. It's almost a $14 million loan in this building. That is insane. But sign of the times, guys, sign of the times. So much easier to post a building like this. The The fees are much higher. You don't deal with anybody. There's no homeowners. There's no tenants. It's just vacant. So it's very, very simple to post a place like this. But two things I wanted to talk to you about in the economy, and that CNBC just did a great article yesterday talking about how the economy has taken a turn. And history, when it repeats itself, you have to take a look at this. And with the latest thing is that as people grocery shop, certain things sell more than they did, you know, when the economy's good. And that is dinner sausage. Dinner sausage is through the roof right now. So more people are buying a protein that's less expensive. You know, kielbasa, sausage, things like that, that they can cook, that they can get meat, and they can get protein, but that's what you're seeing. And then when they interviewed the restaurant groups, they said, well, guys, we're going into recession. It's getting more difficult. Read the article below. But they interviewed all these people to talk about how bad this is. This is not getting any better right now. This is worse. So absolutely wild. But that's the sign of the time. Nobody wants to look at that. Nobody wants to sit there and say, oh, it is bad. Now, next door is a nice shopping center. It's busy, lots of cars, lots of people. So, but this place is done. So down,
try and find a couple of the addresses. I'll be right back.
Down for the count. So another thing is we've talked a lot about COVID and people getting, you know, arrested finally for COVID. There's a man in Lake Forest, California, Christopher Batsy. Man, oh man, this 63-year-old guy, he went to town. During the beginning of COVID, he went to governmental agencies and said that he had hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of nitrate gloves that were safety gloves that we all needed during that time. And he said, listen, they're locked in a warehouse, but I need $1 million deposit from you guys to get the gloves. So during this time, he went out and got the $1 million, got almost $4 million, $3.9 million, and never delivered the gloves. And what he would do is he just would play games with the feds and say, listen, you don't understand. I'm being blocked from getting, you know, to the property right now, and the inspection's being blocked by the government. And he blamed all these crazy things. The federal government issued a press release. Now, that's bad. So the guy got 87 months, which is what, over 7 years in prison. He has to pay another $1.9 million in restitution. But this guy went out and bought boats and bought cars and went on lavish vacations on our money, guys. So these people that did this and think that they're just gonna get away with it and lived high on the hog, they're slowly but surely getting theirs. So if you know of anybody like that, man, oh man, I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time until the feds catch up to them. But again, the commercial real estate business is completely upside down. This is what you're going to see more and more of. You're going to see more and more businesses go under. You're going to see more people get laid off. And remember, that's what the Fed said. The Fed said the biggest problem is not inflation right now. Okay, the prices have already gone through the roof. We all know that. But what the biggest problem is right now is the layoffs, and you're going to see more of it when you have entire shopping centers down for the count. So let me know what you think about this stuff so far. Well, Doug, you know, wanted to show me something different, and he delivered, to say the least. Sad sign of the times, guys. Few things that's kind of crazy is that the job bean counter, an accountant, that is a thing of the past. Less and less people want to be accountants, which it's not the most glamorous job. But everybody I know that's an accountant, that's a good accountant, it's like an attorney. There are good attorneys and bad attorneys, but you want somebody that loves the law. You want somebody that respects numbers to be a good accountant. And it's dwindling and it's going down. Read the article below about this, because it's a profession that is absolutely dying right now. Now, one thing that I got a kick out of when Robert Kennedy backed out of running for president, one thing that he did was he talked about the obesity in America, and how 100 years ago, if you had someone fat, you'd put them in the circus. And I was like, did he say that? He said that. So needless to say, we have a very obese economy and a very obese citizenry across this country, and people just don't eat well, don't take care of themselves, they don't exercise, and today I found a list of the fattest states in the country. So take a look at it. You can see if your state, you know, is part of the fatties, okay? But again, it's a constant reminder to be healthy. If you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And part of losing weight is really important with that. And the final story, which was just sent to me by my brother, and that was Olive Garden is bringing back the Never Ending Pasta Bowl as of today. So today through November, mid-November, you can get the Never Ending Pasta Bowl for $13.99. The difference now is you get pasta, you get your choice, you get soup or salad. It's not both anymore. It used to be both. You could get soup and salad before. But as many breadsticks as you want. But that's a deal. But the stock, Olive Garden stock yesterday went up because of this. So crazy, guys. But that's a real restaurant wanting you to come in. Now, here's the thing. This is where this program will be successful because somebody's going to be in your group. You're going to have six people. Then I'm not eating Never Ending Pasta Bowl. I want chicken piccata or I want the chicken parm. You know, so they're going to get you different ways. Plus, you got to buy a drink that's going to be $5 now. So it's never ending. But let me know if you're going to go to the Never Ending Pasta Bowl with good old Olive Garden. I love Olive Garden. I love their soup at Toscana. That stuff's good. You should have a party there. Anyways, I'll see you real soon. I hope you guys like the foreclosure video. Really different. I love people's expertise, guys. The one thing that's crazy is this business is going nuts. As we're in the car, you know, he's getting all these calls from banks. He's getting all these calls from insiders that own all the different trustees. Doug, can you post this? Doug, can you post that? You're going to see hotels. You're going to see major office buildings that are not necessarily that vacant that are going to be foreclosed upon. You haven't seen anything yet. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon. Please, you want to email me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. Sign up for the email list because one's going out this week. I'll see you very soon.